Now we get ready for the unofficial second half of the season, if you will, the stretch run for the NBA to get underway, and to talk a little bit about the Boston Celtics and, among other things, because there's a lot going on over there on the East Coast. Dan Shaughnessy, our friend from the sports columnist from the Boston Globe, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dan, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Tell me what the excitement level is for the restart for the Boston Celtics and their fans.
Well, it's hard to get a sense of anything because we're all apart. You know, you never have any communal interaction anymore, no crowds and no hanging out with your friends. Or, you know, I guess a Zoom conference isn't going to give you a sense of that. But I think that, you know, like across the board, I mean, you know, the team in Boston is not as good as your team. But sure, fans are, they love the Celtics. They want to see them play again. And the fact that they're starting with them and that they've got this kind of uphill climb to establish that they can play with the big fellas in the conference, I think there's good excitement about that. And, you know, we've got, like you guys, have the Brewers going, the Sox are going here, and there's hope that the Patriots, like the Packers, will get going. And we've got the Bruins playing the preseason game tonight as well. So it's finally firing up around here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you got hockey, and hockey's been able to be pretty – for lack of a better term, they've been able to follow the path of the NBA in the sense that their bubble in Canada has proven to be really successful as well, hasn't it?
So far, I mean, the numbers are good, and it's a little weird that the indoor sports are doing better than the outdoor sports, but you've got issues of travel and hotspots and all these other considerations that baseball seems to be having trouble with the indoor sports with their bubbles have not yet encountered. So hopefully it stays that way for hockey and basketball.
Speaking of some other sports, you've got a lot going on regarding the Patriots, and I do want to touch on that. A lot of guys opting out. Is this something that they're discussing among other team members, or is there an issue that we don't know about going on right now in New England land?
I'm not aware of any issue like you referenced, but I think, you know, it was a kind of a seismic day to Hightower and Chung and just, you know, high-profile players on that side of the ball, that which is really where their strength is. I mean, they took the hit with Brady, and Gronkowski, of course, has been gone for a year anyway, but we knew it was going to be, you know, sketchy on the offensive side of the ball, but it was the hope was that they could be, you know, backboned by a strong defense, and they've got great coaching, as we know, and they play in a weak division. So there was a lot more optimism about them until you started to see the opt-outs this week. And now I think it's very much kind of a jump ball in the AFC East if they do, in fact, get going.
How weird is this season going to be when the Patriots take the field and Tom Brady is not under center?
Yeah, I mean, it's been 20 years. There's, you know, it's we've been living with it since St. Patrick's Day, and there was the notion, you know, around the holidays that playoff game might be the last time we'd see him. It just didn't feel like it would really happen until it really happened, and there it was. Tom makes the announcement, and I still, you know, he didn't have much market out there. I mean, I think Tampa was the only place that went hard after him, and I don't think, you know, it's kind of forgotten, but who would choose to go there? I mean, it's good for him that he's there. And I know they lost a lot of close games last year, and they have good weapons on the offensive side of the ball. But, I mean, that's a loser culture. And and they're in a division with the New Orleans Saints, and that's going to be hard. And we'll see, again, hoping things get going and we have a normal season. But 43-year-old quarterback, new system, losing the protection of what he's had here with how they used him and how they saved him from danger, that's going to be hard to replicate in a new system.
Talking with Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. I wanted to ask you about the reaction to Gronk coming back and going to Tampa Bay. Outwardly looking in, it looks like he was obviously physically beat up, but it looked like maybe when he came back, he wanted to come back with Tom, not necessarily with the Patriots. Is there more validity to the culture that Bill Belichick has created where people just aren't having fun?
Well, too bad. It's football, and if you don't have fun winning, that's on you. So I have no use for it. It's kind of that NBA culture of let's all get together and go play here. And I'm not a fan of it, not a fan of what Gronk did. he was a great player here. He never got in trouble. He was exemplary. Obviously a big, fun guy. And, you know, maybe the greatest ever to play his position, all those things. That said, he screwed the Patriots by, you know, retiring and then sitting out the year, not telling them till the end, messing up the draft, the offense, all that stuff. And they staggered through last year. And then Tom signs as a free agent, and magically Gronk wants to play again. I don't like it. I don't, nothing about it that I like. And you know, I don't know what he looks like now either, but he would have to get back on the program to develop an NFL tight end body again, because the last time I saw pictures of him, this was not a guy who could hold his blocks in the NFL.
I want to get back to the Celtics a little bit. I know one of the guys' areas of concern, if there are any, really Kemba Walker listed as day-to-day. Give me your thoughts on Kemba Walker and coming into opening night.
Yeah, you know, that's legit, and I don't know where it goes. They seem to have kind of slid backwards during, you know, 4 months off, whatever you want to call it. In the three seed going in, not as good as your team, not as talented. I was at those playoff games, you know, last year. It feels like 10 years ago, being in your place. And but I just, you know, the notion is that Tatum is ready to step to the next level and be a star in the league. Jaylen Brown's a good player. They have a lot of duplication of efforts, a lot of 6'7", you know, kind of switchblade guys that can run the floor. But, you know, not a great big man. And Walker, like you say, is, we don't know the status of his injuries. Preseason games obviously mean nothing, but they did not show well. It didn't seem to be coherent or together. And, you know, they were getting knocked around by Phoenix and some mediocre teams, I thought, in the preseason. But we'll see how they do when the bell goes off.
Talk about Brad Stevens as a coach. I think he got a lot of praise a couple of years ago, really looked at heavily, and his transformation coming from the collegiate level into the pros. Talk about his maturity level and what he's really become strong at when it comes to matchups.
Well, I like everything about him. I just hope that his skill set is conducive to today's NBA, that players buy into it. I mean, he does want you to play hard for the full 82. Not everybody wants to do that. There's a little bit of the collegiate, you know, boo-boo-boo, rah-rah stuff coming in. Guys don't always buy into that. I think that strategically, if you watch them on out-of-bounds plays, it's as good as I've seen. When they inbound after a timeout, he's really got some good stuff up his sleeve, and if you carry it out, it's fun. So it's really a question of, you know, I mean, they started to go backwards after improving each year in his career. He probably gets a little bit overrated because he's so good with the media and he's so smart. He owned some of that last year that they underperformed in the playoffs, and he put some of that on himself. So there's no pressure on him here. Danny Ainge is here forever. I believe he's here forever. I don't think he's going to be lured into going back to the college ranks. I think he's in for the long haul, and the players need to know that this is going to be the guy. So you respond to him and you work with what you got, and he can be a really good coach in this league, but he hasn't been yet. I mean, they have ways to go.
Dan, great stuff, man. I appreciate your time giving us the rundown on the whole Upper Eastern Seaboard. So we covered it all. Thanks so much, as always. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Many thanks. Take care.
Appreciate it. Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, joining us for a couple of minutes. You can find him on Twitter at Dan_Shaughnessy. And you can find him there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 85 plus years they've been doing it now. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.